Dear brothers and sisters, I greet all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I wish you all God's blessing. Also our brethren who are joining us online worldwide, also them we wish God's blessing with all our hearts. We are already blessed by the wonderful songs and also by the wonderful instrumental music which we heard. It's just a blessing when it touches one's heart. And I believe we cannot thank the Lord enough and not bring Him enough glory for all the great things what He has done for us. Today is a special day, a day of joy, a day on which we are reminded on many things, especially on the great things which God has done in our midst. Otherwise, we would not be here tonight, brothers and sisters. And this gratefulness we want to express now by singing a couple of songs. We start with song number 9 from this little booklet. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Number 9 from these little booklets.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes, this we can testify with all our hearts. Oh, you are my everything. You alone. We are so grateful that the Lord was looking for us, that He has chosen us, that He purchased us by His blood, and that we can be His own possession. Let us sing number 29. O wonderful Savior, my King. Number 29, a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. Thank you. Praise and thanks be unto our God. Also for this evening, for this special evening. And I would like to read us a word of God for introduction from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13. And afterward, Brother Alfred Borg will pray with us. We start with verse number 11. Matthew chapter 13, from verse 11. He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Now verse 16. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Up to here, this word. A wonderful word. We have heard already. And I believe we all feel the special atmosphere tonight in our midst. The Lord is present. Brothers and sisters, to bless us. Are we ready to receive the blessing? I'm grateful to God for this wonderful word, which our brother read. Verse 16. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Are we not grateful that He has opened our eyes, that He has opened our ears for that, what He is doing right now? I'm grateful to God for this evening. Let us now worship together God. Let us stand up for it. Heavenly Father, we have gathered tonight from near and from far to receive the blessing which you prepared for us. Open our hearts for your word which we will hear. May it accomplish also tonight in our lives for what we will hear it for. Come tonight with each one of us to your right. May great things take place. Lord, we lay everything into your hands. We have heard it in this wonderful song. Your will be done also tonight. May your will be done. May you send your word. May you confirm it, just as you always did it. Lord, we expect tonight a special blessing. Our hearts are open, and we ask you, come through the Holy Spirit into our midst, move in our hearts, and bless our brother. May the anointing be with our brother, and over all the come upon all the meeting, so that you can do wonderful and great things, that you can fulfill your promises which we believe. Lord, we ask you, grant all these prayer requests. Go through our midst and speak to us personally. We thank you for everything. In Jesus' wonderful name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Let us sing, this is the day, this is. come from the east. Amen. You may be seated. Be welcome in the precious name of our Lord, especially all from overseas, our friends from Canada, from the USA, from everywhere, from near and from far. May the Lord God bless us together, and may He bless all who are joining us online all over the earth, starting with New Zealand and then around the globe. God is present. God has done great things. And we have heard it in the word of introduction. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Firstly, we had to hear first to see that what God promised is happening before our very eyes. The faith cometh by hearing. One just has to hear. And then that what one hears from the word is then revealed. And then one sees it. And then one can receive the blessing for the eyes and for the ears. And I think this we don't only say, this we experienced. That what God has to say to us in this time, that what He has promised for this time, this we have hearkened to the divine message. We believed it, and therefore everything was revealed to us. And therefore, our ears and our eyes are blessed. This is a special day, and I hope you rejoice with me. But firstly, let me just quickly give you the special greetings. Greetings from Russia, from the Ukraine, Bielorussia, Kazakhstan, and Ethiopia. Greetings from Brother Paul Nyagi, Nairobi. Greetings from Brother Joseph from Kinshasa. Greetings from Brother Atembe. Greetings from Dr. Mbie. Greetings from Brother Etienne Genton. Greetings from Brother Jürgen. Greetings from Brother Mwamba. Greetings from Brother Ondrashek. Greetings from Romania. Greetings from Brother Pari. Greetings from Brother Jacob. Greetings from Brother Cecil. Greetings from Brother Malcolm. And greetings from Brother Ngonga. And then greetings from Brother Richard. And then greetings from Brother Graf. Greetings from Brother Inodi. And then, also quickly, all the emails. Greetings from Brother Amos, from Addis Abeba, from Lumbumbashi,
Kuba,
from Cuba,
aus Ungarn,
from Hungary,
und von Bruder Tumilali,
and from Brother Tumilali,
und von Bruder Adonis,
from Brother Adonis,
und von Bruder Chauffeur,
and from Brother Chauffeur,
von Geschwistern aus Burundi,
from brothers and sisters from Burundi,
and
from the capital, from the Ivory Coast, a little bit difficult to pronounce, Mushunkro. All are sending greetings, all the congregation. Brother Kalonji is sending greetings. Brother Motika is sending greetings. Brother Funda is sending greetings. And Brother Bumlumba is also sending greetings. Brother Bruce is sending greetings. And he's greeting us with Numbers 27, especially verse 18, when Moses was laying hands on Aaron, blessing him. Then from Brother Kalonji, from brother and sister Michaelov from Bulgaria, from Brother Jacob from Karachi, from Brother and Sister Holviti, and from all from Finland, from East London, South Africa, from Burundi, from Brother Lukram from Nepal, from Brother Zachary from India, Brother Kuma from India, Brother Philemon is also sending greetings to all. And Brother Mombonga is sending greetings. Brother Young is sending greetings. Brother Mokunda is sending greetings from Malawi. May God bless all our brothers and sisters there. Then also from Burma, more greetings. Then from the DRC, Point Moir. Then from Romania, greetings. From Uganda, Kinshasa. And Kampala, Uganda, Ivory Coast, once again. Then Budapest, once again. And from Kharkov, Ukraine, and then greetings from Salt Lake City, from the USA, once again greetings from Bucharest, from Brother John, in a very special way, once again greetings from Point Moir. And then from Brother Potende from Kinshasa, greetings from Joshua from Ottawa, greetings from Brother Sharon, Pakistan, and greetings from Pastor Bulumba, and then the whole family, Germar in Switzerland is sending greetings with Psalms 103. We are just grateful, brothers and sisters, that we can be joined with all the world, that we can carry the wonderful revealed word. And just prior, I was asking Brother Tati, you all know, our main trouble is that all who are staying in countries where there's not yet such a living standard, that we just equip all so that they can tune in and join us online. And we've heard it recently. More than 60 equipments we bought. Brother Tati, please stand up so that all can see you. This is Brother Tati, the man who purchased the things and who sends them. And we are paying all the bills. Just so nice that God has taken care for everything. And as we said it here a couple of weeks ago, 10 years ago, this would have not been possible yet, that one can hear and see in all the world. And today, we say it because of the word of introduction. Blessed are worldwide all the eyes which see. And why do they see? Because they paid attention to that, what the Spirit has to say to the churches. And therefore they see. And therefore, their eyes and ears have been blessed. In this map, I have many emails and announcements about that, what is happening in Israel, and with Peres, what is going on, what is happening in Jerusalem, in Rome, in the Catholic Church, in the Lutheran Church. Everything, and again, everything is being said in the internet. Also the visit of the Pope in the great Pentecostal Church in Italy. Everything is reported now. And we see that the unity in the religions has become the main point. And also the statement, as there is a UN, as there is a United Nations, in which all the nations are united, so there must be now a worldwide unification in which all the religions and confessions find their place. All this can happen, of course, but the unity about which our Lord prayed is the unity God in Christ and we in Christ. Father, you in me and I in them, so that we may be all one. Not a political unity, not a religious unity, but the unity with God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And these are the two unities which are now going on. The one is the worldly, religious, political unity, and the other thing is the unity of the true believers who received the word and who carried it in their hearts and who got it revealed. Now, actually, I wanted to read the statement. It's a bit older, of Ronald Reagan. He said, many years ago, he said, if we forget that we are a nation under God, then we will drown very soon without him. What good is a confession if it is not in fact like that of a truth? So you all know, today it's a special day for me. A special time for me. Exactly 50 years ago, I made my first missionary trip to India. And if I wanted to go here into details to the last 50 years, I made a couple of notes here. And I just want to say it here today. God really took care for everything. It was not my planning. It was truly the plan of the Almighty God that we are acquainted with that what God has promised for our time. and what he is doing right now. And I don't know whether Brother Hans Henrich would like to say a couple of words. Would you like to say a few words? Today, in my office, he used a couple of strong words. And I thought maybe it would be good if we all would hear it. But let us say it here clearly. Now it's really very important to get the connection to that, what God is doing right now. And I had to deal with all kinds of things. Perhaps I said just now, underneath this photograph of the pillar of fire, already after the passing of Brother Branham, they put there the falsified text, namely this text, like this: as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you will forerun his second coming. A more terrible falsification never existed in our time. From the mouth of the angel of the Lord came the words, so the message that was entrusted to you will forerun the second coming of Christ. But because of this falsification which was done, therefore the brothers in the USA and also worldwide are of the conviction that with Brother Branham everything has come to its end and that no one has a right to claim to be a carrier of the message. Everything took its end. And you can hardly imagine the attacks which are directed against me. But we are just very grateful to God with all our hearts. Grateful. The Spirit of truth will lead us into all truth. And we said it many times. And we also read it many times. 17 times Brother Branham repeated what he was told on the 11th of June 1933 at around 14 hours from the supernatural cloud. He was told, namely, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And if I would ask today, how many until December 65, how many have heard something of a message? Not a single one amongst us. Not a single one amongst us. So, if it would have come to its end with Brother Branham, what then? What then? Brothers and sisters, about certain things we have to think about. And also all the brothers around the world, they have to think about it, whether they believe the true word of God, and also that what was really said, or if they believe that what brothers invented and what they composed after their own taste. Yes, I say it today in a short summary. It's really the leading of the Almighty God. It was the leading. of the Almighty God, who purposed everything before the foundation of the world, he planned it. Most of you, you are of the younger generation, but whoever experienced the Second World War, whoever has seen the dead, whoever has experienced hell on earth, and whoever experienced the leading of the Almighty God already from his childhood, and then of course also continues to experience it. This really fills me with great thankfulness. I've said it here a couple of times. Even the flight, I mean the refuge. We were many days with horse and wagon around. But for me, my dad said, I put the horses once again before the wagons. And this had the consequence that when the division of Germany was made, this had the consequence that we were in the West and not in the East. One single day, perhaps 20 or 21 kilometers. And then we have been in the West and not in the East. And therefore, I could move freely around. And when the time 1955 came, I could sit on my motorbike and I could drive to the city of Karlsruhe to attend the meetings of Brother Branham and to be an eye and ear witness of that, what God has done in our time. And somebody, I think it was our brother Swabek Kupka, who said similar things as Brother Hans Henrich. On Wednesday night, Brother Swabek, he told me, Brother Frank, as you are grateful for that, that you have been an eyewitness of that, what God has done through the ministry of Brother Branham, so grateful we are for you, that we can be witnesses of that, what God is doing right now. It's not about me. It's about the called out church of the living God. And I can really say it, on that Monday, the 15th of August, 1955, yes, it was that moment where I could shake hands with this man of God. After the first sermon, I had a desire to need I knew nobody can do what is happening here except God is with him. And this connection has just been deepened, be it 1958, 1962. It repeated and repeated in the meetings. I experienced it. I've seen it. What God has done in our time. I'm an eye and ear witness that the same ministry which our Lord had as the Son of Man here on the earth, it repeated in this ministry that Brother Branham has seen visions. And as it is written in John chapter 5, the Son does nothing except he does what he sees the Father doing. You just have to think about it. Here he speaks as Brother Branham. And in the next moment, he sees a vision. And it has really been like this. One hasn't noticed the transition at all. The transition was just there. And he could say to the people where they come from, what kind of sickness they have, and so forth. Just as our Lord could say to Nathanael, before Philip called you, I have seen you under the fig tree. And as Peter, as he was brought to the Lord, and our Lord could say, your name is Simon, and the name of your father is Jonas. All these things have repeated in the ministry of Brother Branham. But he was William Branham, a man, a human being. And as times many said, he was a sinner who found grace before God. It was about the ministry. When the Son of Man is revealed, and when the same things happen, what happened at the first coming of Christ, when it repeats before the second coming of Christ, it's just about the plan of salvation of our God. And by grace, we found this connection by His grace. And I had to think about it. Not only I've heard it in the meetings, I was sitting at the same table, eating, drinking with Him, driving in the same car, and hold fast your seats. Sister Larsen was not very poor in the city. She was not poor. She had a big house, and one half of the house she gave it to Brother Branham. In this apartment he was staying. And when Brother Frank came to Tucson to attend the international conference, then she just came to me and she said, you are a man of God. I want that you are staying in the home where Brother Branham stayed. And I want that you are sitting in the same chair and that you are sleeping in the same bed. Yes. Yes, these are all leadings. They have a meaning for me. Places, cities have no meaning. But if one thinks about it, how God really took care for everything, really, for everything from the very beginning. Then one more point. When Brother Branham told me, wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of it. And before that he said, on the tapes, he literally referred, and he said, on the tapes. The brother from Ottawa and the other brother, I showed them the tapes. All the tapes with all the sermons of Brother Branham, they have been sent to me. 3 weeks after he preached them in the USA, they arrived here at Krefeld. And I really grew under this ministry, and I'm grateful to God that at his lifetime I got the connection. And for all who would like to know it, this is the book table in Zurich. All the sermons, I translated them. And you can imagine how many hours were necessary to it. And then the correction of it. I did both. I traveled from city to city and I preached the word, and I made use of every time to translate the sermons of Brother Branham. Mainly all the sermons which were preached since the opening of the seals. The Lord has put the emphasis on it. And this I have done by the commission of God. I really did everything what was humanly possible and what the Lord has commanded me.
Then,
to just say it once again, 50 years ago, the first missionary trip to India, and on the way back to Jordan, and then to Israel, and just imagine, 1954, when Brother Branham had about 300,000 people in the meeting, there was a man with the name Paul Laurie. And this man was so overwhelmed and blessed by God, he became the greatest evangelist in India. And he just traveled to the USA. And in the Branham Tabernacle, he was baptized. And then, when I made my trip to India, then God took care for everything already. And we had also 2,000, 3,000 people in the meetings. All together in India, in the 24 times which I was there, I preached in exactly 23 cities. And at that time, one could not always fly. Sometimes I traveled by bus, sometimes by taxi, just traveling and visiting city by city, preaching the word. I really made use of the time. Around 2 weeks in the mission center and around 2 weeks on the way to carry out the divine commission. For me, this October of this year is a special occasion to remember how God was leading everything from the very beginning. How he established the contacts in all the world so that the word of the hour could be preached. Please rejoice with me. Be grateful. Be grateful. Because also to you the message of the hour has reached. Let us say it once again. Perhaps let us say it more times. If with the going home of Brother Branham, the message would have accomplished for what it was sent for, what would have been with you? What would have been with all of us? God stands to that, what he has said. And by grace, we can have really part in it. Now, I just would like to read you a couple of statements of Brother Branham. But the first one, of our brother Perry Green from Tucson. After my last visit, which is a bit behind, he has written me, Your visit brought much joy into my heart, and it is my desire to support you in everything what you are doing. Please pray for me that instructions are given to me and that I do what I have to do. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. And then comes the last sentence. Brother Frank, please continue, be faithful to carry out the commission, which I believe personally that it is true. And in the last conversations, he added something to it, and he said, I believe that your commission is as true as the commission of Paul on the way to Damascus. Why do I say this once again? I just say it that we have not followed cunningly devised fables, but that the Lord God is alive, that He is present. Who am I? Who am I? On the 24th of December 1965, I have seen Brother Branham going up. I've seen Brother Branham going up on a cloud, bent over like this. Why did God allow it? Did I want it? No. But God said to Elisha, when you see, what can I, poor man, for it? That God has taken care for everything. This is God's matter and not my matter. And now, a couple of quotes of Brother Branham. I have it in German. I don't translate. I have it here. I have them in German here. The justification prepares the way for the sanctification. And the sanctification prepares the way for the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And the baptism in the Holy Spirit prepares the way for the Holy Spirit Himself to come down in perfection and to bring us back to the Word and to express Himself. Afterward, we come to it again. First, the justification by the faith in Jesus Christ, the faith in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary, and then the respect before the Word of God. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy Word is the truth. And then the whole church, by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, is placed into the ministry. Not only a few, but the whole church. And then God takes various brothers and distributes the ministries. And therefore it is written, to them this ministry is given, and to them and to him this ministry is given. So the justification prepares the way for the sanctification. And the sanctification prepares the way for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit prepares the way so that the Holy Spirit can lead us unto perfection, bringing us back to the Word to express and manifest Himself. Then we have the next quote. The end time message is to prepare the bride and to prepare her for the rapture. The end time message is to prepare the bride and to make her ready for the rapture. What can she do? According to Malachi 4, verse 4, 5 and 6, it is to bring her back to the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Jude, verse 3. And now it comes. The message brings the believers to the faith of the fathers, to the Pentecostal part at the time of the restoration. And then comes the reference to the promise. I will restore, saith the Lord. So, it just belongs to it. On the same day, Namely, on the 20th of June 1962, Brother Branham said,
ich werde jene Gemeinde wieder, also der Herr spricht durch ihn,
the Lord speaks through him,
in ihrer Schönheit und in ihrer Kraft zurückerstatten.
I will restore her beauty and her power. Really restore her back to that what was at the beginning. So not subjects for a discussion. No, a divine message to restore all things. Then we have here the next quote of the 22nd of April 1962. Here we read,
es ist auch eine Tatsache,
but it's also a fact that the prophet for this last age must bring forth a message from God which will forerun the second coming of the Lord. Amen. Which will forerun the second coming of the Lord. For by his message the hearts of the children are brought back and returned to the Pentecostal fathers, and the restoration of the word, the restoration of the power will come. Hallelujah. Blessed and praised be the Lord our God. God doesn't deal with theory, only with reality. And then Brother Branham says, God must restore, for he cannot deny his word. This is not the resurrection of the church, this is the restoration. God will restore the church and lead her back to Pentecost, just as at the beginning. This is very powerful. Then we read on. God will not plant a new church. No, his original plant, he will bring back to the original seed. He does it just as it was said in Joel chapter 2. By the teachings, the former and in closing will then come the latter rain. It will fall to bring forth the rapturing faith. Everything will happen. God will send the former and the latter rain. And Brother Branham has said it very loudly. Both will fall at the same time, and it will be manifested that God will manifest his power. We don't speak here about the individual or about people, but we speak of the age. Luther had the Spirit of God, but his age was not the age of the full restoration. This we all know. This we know. This we recognized. And then it continues. But a new outpouring takes place, just as it was at the beginning. The same was with Wesley, with Booth, with Knox, with Whitfield, with Jonathan Edwards and with Minna. And then it says, most surely they were full of the Holy Spirit. Yes, certainly they were full. But the age, the age in which every one of them lived, was not yet the age of the restoration. It was another age. And now it comes.
Dem Zeitalter der völligen Finsternis und des Abfalls.
The age of the full darkness followed the next age. And now comes the restoration where the circle closes. With this, everything comes to its end. And then one quote, the restoration. Restoration means to restore, means to bring it back to the original owner, or to restore it, to bring it back to its former state. And if there's a claim for something, and then we can stand upon the restoration. One more quote. The same date.
Ein Ausspruch kann geltend gemacht werden.
A statement can be claimed.
Therefore, auf irgendeine Weise ging es von seinem rechtsmäßigen Besitzer
of its original owner
irgendwo umherwandern.
It can wander around. But to restore means to bring it back to him where it was at the first place. It was brought back into its natural condition. And to do this, we have the right to claim it.
Durch diesen rechtmäßigen Zustand
by this original condition of the restoration, we can experience it. We can enforce the original condition. We are just so grateful with all our hearts.
Dass wir das Wort Gottes und wie wir auch oft genug gesagt haben,
as we said many times,
dass wir den Dienst dessen erkannt
that we recognized the ministry of him whom the Lord has sent in our time.
Dass wir aufmerksam gemacht wurden.
That we were made attentive. And let it be said here once again.
Ich habe an den internationalen Versammlungen teilgenommen.
I was in international meetings. 1960, Brother Branham wanted to come to Krefeld. And then his passport was not valid anymore because of a certain thing. And he could not come. Then T.L. Osborne came in the 60s. I had part in the meetings of the international evangelists. Why did God put my attention to that? What he has done in our time. It was just the leadings of the Almighty God. And all of us, we are very grateful for it.
So,
the message is still forerunning the first, the second coming of Christ. And all who found grace before God, and let me say this here, brothers and sisters, we must really take care that all who are hearing now God's word, that they really experience their conversion. That they not just believe a message, that they believe God, that they make their personal experiences of salvation, just as it is written in Romans chapter 5, already in verse 1. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Here we are, of course, told what those who found grace before God, what they can experience by the grace. Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Did you really experience it? You adults, you young people, did we really make this experience of salvation with God? That we found peace with God? And that we can say, as sure as the sun shines in the heaven, so sure I, sinner, have found forgiveness, as a German song goes. As we read here, by faith, by the faith in Jesus Christ, being justified, we have peace with God. And whoever found peace with God, he also received forgiveness from God and reconciliation. Then verse 9, Romans 5, verse 9, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
So,
the church doesn't remain here until the vials of wrath are poured out. The church is raptured before that. But the most important is written in Matthew 25. Those who were ready went in. Brothers and sisters, I don't need to invent an experience. I can say before the Almighty God, as true as God lives, I have seen the ripe wheat field. As sure as God lives, I have seen the rapture and I experienced it. I don't tell you stories. I tell you experiences which God has given me by grace. And I believe it. I believe just as sure as we have sown the true word seed, so sure this seed will go, spring up and comes to its ripeness. And when the ripe, also this I have seen it with this overripe wheat field, and all the ears were hanging down, they were burned by the sun, hanging down, and it really stood out to me. No tear, not a single tear was in the wheat field when the Lord commanded me that the harvest should be brought in. I tell you once again, I don't tell you stories. I don't need to tell you stories. It's about eternity. It's about the calling out, about the preparation, that we really take our stand before God, that we are hearkening to that, what the Spirit is now saying unto the churches. Then we read on here. We could go from chapter to chapter. One scripture is especially in my heart still. Perhaps two. Galatians 1. Galatians 1, verse 10. Galatians 1, we don't preach ourselves, but we preach the Word of God. And if we mention experiences, then it just belongs to it. Didn't Paul mention experiences? Didn't he say, I was raptured, I was in the third heaven, I've heard words which I cannot repeat here. God gives experiences which belong to the ministry. This is just like that. Then, in Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, for do I now persuade men, O God? Or do I seek? Yes. Then it continues. Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ.
Kein Knecht Christi. Man kann nicht
One cannot please God and man at the same time. One cannot. One has to say what God has to say. Just as if he would stay before us. And the second scripture, which is on my heart, as Paul expressed it to the epistle to the Philippians. Philippians 2, verse 16. Holding fast to the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. All my journeys, and I've said it here last time, I put it there in the window, alone in the past 20 years, 7,044,000 flight miles, just in 20 years. What was in the 30 years before that? If in the last 20 years these flight miles have been added, I had received the commission and I carried it out, and I would do everything just the same as I've done it. And I just say it, as Paul has written it here, holding fast to the word of life, hold fast to that what God has said in his word. And then everything will be revealed to you. Let us say it out now in the summary. God has a plan of salvation. He purposed it before the foundation of the world. And this plan he carries out. And into this divine plan of salvation, he has taken us into it. Brothers and sisters, this proves our election before the foundation of the world. The election before the foundation of the world. All the others, they are just bypassing it. Let us say it honestly. Also those who refer to Brother Branham and they say, everything has happened already. No. It was the preparation for that what is happening now. And that what God is doing right now is already the preparation for that what he will do in the conclusion. We are in the plan of God. We are in the program of God. And we believe as the scripture says. And I just hope that all over the earth will really have respect before God. Having respect before God. And this Brother Hans Henrich also expressed, whoever has respect before God will also have respect before God's decisions. He will just respect if the Lord God himself speaks out a commission, and if one bypasses, who is despised then? God himself, of course. Of course, not the servants which are sent, but God himself. God, one despises the sender. And therefore, the Lord said, if I send someone and you receive him, then you receive me. And whoever receives me, shall we praise ourselves? No. I just say it so that we know that we are not running in vain, but that we have the certainty, as sure as the Lord God has revealed the things which belong to the plan of salvation, opening our ears, that we can believe it, and that we can see it, that we can get it revealed. This really confirms our election, which was purposed before the foundation of the world. And then comes to fulfillment, as many as received him. That's what's all about. To them he gave power to become the children of God, namely to them who believe on his name. We are really living in a special time. Everything comes to its climax. Everything comes to its conclusion. And we remain sober in the presence of God. And we are grateful that the Spirit of God is still at work, that he still speaks, that people are still repenting, that they recognize what is not right before God, what cannot stand before him. Just having the longing in us that really God's well-pleasing rests upon us. That also this service, that this word observation may touch our hearts, that we can really receive and accept with all our hearts, that we find ourselves again in the Word, just knowing whom God is merciful, to him he is merciful, and on whom he has compassion, on him he has compassion. And whom is merciful, to them he shows his ways, and he gives us the strength to walk on his ways. So, the Lord has his way with his church. He has sent his servant and prophet. Let us say it. Such a ministry, neither Paul nor Peter had. The time was not here yet. But now, the time has come. The time was come that the Lord has revealed himself in the same way, just as then, when he walked this earth. And as they rejected him, did you read it? With what kind of titles our Lord was named? As deceiver, as possessed. If one reads this, what the scribes have called our Lord. But we know there were also those who listened, who believed, who received. And when he became very clear in his speech, then he said to the disciples, "Do you also want to walk away from me?" And Peter said, "Where should we go? Only thou hast the words of eternal life." I just would like to ask whether we all have received with all our hearts that the Lord is completing the last part of the plan of salvation in our days. And we all know, 49 years have passed since the passing of Brother Branham. In December, it will be 49 years ago when the Lord took Brother Branham home. Do you know what kind of thought came to me? In the Old Testament, God, to the people of Israel, after 49 years, he has promised to Israel the year of Jubilee. And as we read in the quotes of Brother Branham, that by the restoration, the church, every individual and the whole church comes back to its original possession. That what was given to her by God, that she comes back again into this possession. I don't know exactly when God will do it, but I just know precisely that he will do it. He will do it. It would be nice It would be nice if it would happen soon, because our longing is great. But this I can really assure you of. Our faith is anchored in the promises of God. Our faith is according to the scripture. And as our Lord said it, whoever believes on me, as the scripture has said, and this we do, we believe with all our hearts, as and what the scripture has said, and we will experience the full restoration. There will be a jubilation. There will be praise in our midst. The Lord will restore all things in His church. And all of us, we are one heart and one soul. Who has the desire? All of us. All of us. We all have the same longing that the Lord completes His work. And as we read it here, we even have the right to claim it, because God promised it. And so we have seen the restoration. God took care for everything. To Him, the Almighty God, be the glory and the praise. Also this we have looked up. Please forgive me when I just say it here. I really, in more than 600 cities, I preached in more than 140 countries. More than 8,000 sermons I've preached in all these years. I've done my part, really. And I can really say, God has given grace to everything. I don't have to take anything back. As brothers and sisters are emphasizing, when they listen to the sermons of the 70s or 80s, that it could be that they would be preached yesterday or today. God is always present, and the Spirit of God leads always into all the truth. But He really gave me this great privilege by grace to preach His everlasting gospel, the Word of God, to carry it. This is really an indescribable grace. And for that, I'm really grateful. And I think all of us, we are grateful. Just grateful that God has led it in such a way. May the faithful Lord bless at all the ends of the earth, in all the nations, in all the tongues. May the elect be called out. May they come into the unity of the faith. May they become one heart and one soul. And by this being prepared unto the full restoration of the power of God and all that what was at the beginning in the church. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And to Him alone be the glory and the praise now and forever. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us sing the chorus, Just As I Am, to rededicate our lives to the Lord. Thank you. Before we sing it again, let me ask whether some are in our midst who were spoken to by the word, who are hearing the call to dedicate their lives to the Lord, also to be loosened by all the bondages, also the young people at the computer, please don't be possessed and don't be enslaved by anything. Just have the authority over everything. And at every time, whoever needs deliverance, as our heads are bowed, and as we remain in silent prayer, especially all who are here today for the first time, all the word of justification, the word of the forgiveness, of the grace, and of the full salvation, who have heard it for the first time, please receive, accept, and together with us have an experience with God. I really want that all who have heard the word of God from my mouth, I want that they make their experience, their personal experiences of salvation with God, experience their conversion, repenting, believing with all their hearts, being baptized, and then also to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This is the pattern which God has given us in the early church. And let us say this also once again in reference to the word of introduction. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Why do they see? Blessed are your ears, for they hear. Why do they hear? Because we have believed while hearing the word, and the arm of the Lord was revealed to us. Because thus it is written, who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? To all who believe, the arm of the Lord is revealed. All who believe, they receive the justification by faith in the completed work of redemption. And the blood of the new covenant was, of course, shed for us. And we received and accepted everything, whatever the Lord has given to us by His grace. As our heads are still bowed, do we have some who would like to be included into this prayer? Please raise your hand. Yes. Oh, yes. Everywhere. Let us sing it once again, just as I am. Dear Lord, with all my heart I thank you. You have spoken to us, you have called, and we thank you that we believe this call, that we are still living in the time of grace, that we may can come to you, and whoever comes to you, you will in no wise cast out. You are helping him, you are saving him, you are delivering him, you are blessing him. And you said yourself, I will give you rest unto your souls. Dear Lord, receive all who are now looking up to you, who receive and believe by faith what has happened for all of us on the cross of Calvary. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. He has forgiven everything. He has torn the letter of requirements into pieces. Receive it, accept it, believe it with all your heart. May this be the day which the Lord has made for all who are coming to the Lord. And as the next one, for all of us, that we really believe with all our hearts that the message, the Word of God with all the promises, the whole plan of salvation of our God, that it was preached, and that this divine message even today foreruns the second coming of Christ, and that all the world can hear the call, Dear Lord, bless all who have raised their hands. Bless all who are present here. Bless all who are joining us online, in all the nations, in all the tongues and peoples. And I thank you that your word does not return void, but that it accomplishes for what it was sent for. Dear Lord, I commit unto you your blood-bought flock, and I believe it's the bride of the Lamb which hears now the call of the bridegroom. And we thank you together that you have opened our ears, that you have given us the faith and the revelation, and that we can see, oh blessed and praised be your wonderful and holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glorify his holy name. For great things he has done on all of us by his grace.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us remain in prayer. Perhaps Brother Jean-Claude sings together with us the Maranatha chorus. We will see whether then our choir has also a song. The presence of God is in our midst. The Lord spoke. He is present.
Hallelujah.
Once again, just as I am, and then.
Thank you.
They have sung, Jesus comes again. Jesus comes again. We are expecting it. We are waiting for it. Let me still ask whether someone would like to be baptized. Do we have brothers and sisters in our midst who would like to be baptized? Please raise your hand so that we can plan it for tomorrow. One believer. We will see. If more are coming, then we can have a baptism tomorrow. Now the singers are coming to the front and they sing a song for the glory of the Lord. And then today we will ask Brother Daniel and Brother Hans Henrich that he translate him, translating the prayer, and then thanks be also for all our young people. May God bless all. May He bless all from the riches of His grace.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You can remain standing.
Und Liebe
and the same love of God,
Golgatha,
which was manifested on the cross of Calvary,
wird in
is poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
Und dann lieben wir
and then
Herrn
we love our Lord and Savior. And we love one another in the divine love. May Brother Daniel and Brother Hans Hendrich may come now. We are grateful for our brothers.
You can then noch ein herrliches Lied singen. Die Zeit ist ganz auf unserer Seite.
The time is on our side.
Tatăl nostru, Domnul nostru și Dumnezeu nostru,
unser Vater, unser Herr, unser Gott,
our Father, our Lord, and our God,
we are
coming with great gratefulness into your presence. It's a wonderful grace to thank you what you have given us,
that
we may believe, that we can recognize that we are a part of your work in this time. We believe with all our hearts that we have eyes to see, that we have ears to hear, not what a man has to say to us, but what you have to say to us. We thank you that you have sent a prophet, that you have sent us a message, and by this message the second coming of Christ can be prepared. We thank you for it. You have sent your prophetic word, and you are also fulfilling your word. By the grace of God, we can say, today this word of prophecy is being fulfilled in our days. You have said through Peter that we should take heed unto the word of prophecy, which shineth in a dark place. We thank you with all our hearts that our hearts have been brought back to the faith, that we can believe as the Scripture has said, and what we do in word or deed, this we do in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, with all our hearts, that you have been with your servant for many years, 50 years. You have given him strength. You have given him the possibilities to preach the gospel unto all the nations, to give out this spiritual food. We thank you that you have not only given us a hunger, but also that you have given us a food. We thank you for your servant, our beloved brother Frank. We thank you for all the people who are hungry worldwide, who participated of this food, who grew by this food, that they have been blessed during these many years. To you alone be the thanks. You are our God and our Lord. Thank you for the word which we have heard tonight. So many years we have heard your word. We thank you that your word never returned void. Every time it accomplished for what it was sent for. We have heard that the justification leads to sanctification, and the sanctification leads to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Spirit as at the beginning, as you promised it. You have said it yourself. First Elijah must come to restore all things, dear Lord. We are expecting everything. We are in a hot longing, Lord. You are our God and our Lord. We thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Do you also want to thank? Faithful Lord. As it was prayed, Lord, we thank you. It was your decision, Lord. It was the heavenly decision, Lord. We have heard a message, an angel message. We have been brought back to the faith. And we have a great privilege here on earth to hear your word. Dear Lord, it was not the decision of Noah to build the ark. It was your decision. It was not decision in Brother Brennan's time, June 33. It was your decision. And out of conviction we say, it was not his decision on the 2nd of April. It was your decision. Dear Lord, we believe it. You have sent your servants. We found grace in your presence. Worldwide, beloved Lord, in all cities where you have sent him, in all the countries where you have sent him, we found grace in your sight. You have called us out. You have brought us together. Dear Lord, we want to be obedient in all things. And we are patient, waiting in patience until you complete everything. Dear Lord, until the last one is called out. Then you will complete your work. We are waiting for it. We trust you, beloved Lord. Keep our brother. And keep all of us, beloved Lord. Dear Lord, give us in our hearts the respect, the necessary respect, that we not only despise in our thoughts what you are doing. Dear Lord, you were despised. The people despised you. But we respect you, Lord. We respect you. We respect your servants. We respect all your decisions, Lord. We are decided, Lord, to follow you. Blessed be your wonderful name. We thank you for the preparation, for the food, for this wonderful message. Dear Lord, Brother Branham could not have accomplished anything, but he had his message. Only by this he could accomplish something. Without this message, he would have been a man like all the others. The message which you have given him, it became so great to us. It's the gospel, beloved Lord, which John on the Isle of Patmos has seen. Dear Lord, John has seen in the future. We see it in the present tense. Blessed our eyes. Blessed our ears. Blessed is everyone who has part. And if it is revealed to him, Lord, we thank you with all our hearts. And we are waiting for your return. Maranatha. Amen. Now we're hearing still a song.
Oh,
To this we all say, Amen. Remain standing a bit. We will thank again the Lord. And now we ask our brother from Ottawa that he comes. And that he also thanks with us. Where is our brother from Ottawa? Is he here? Please come and thank the Lord. And then all who speak other languages, I would like to thank you that you have patience, that you are listening. And I thank for all the translators just being grateful with all our hearts that we can be gathered internationally and that we can serve internationally all the world. This God has done in such a way. To him alone be the glory for all eternity. If he has said that the gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, then he also fulfilled it. Then he, of course, has done it. To him be the glory.
Short prayer of thanksgiving.
Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this grace that you have given us today.
Himmlischer Vater, wir sind dankbar für die Gnade,
we thank you for the marvelous word that we have heard.
Und wir danken dir für das wunderbare Wort, das
knowing
wir
that man shall not live by bread alone,
wissen, Mensch lebt nicht vom
but
Brot
by
allein,
every word but that comes out of the mouth of God.
Von jedem Wort aus dem
we thank
Gottes.
You, O Lord, for
wir
thy servant.
Dir, O Herr, für deine
we Knechte. Thank you for the word and blessing that you have done throughout these
und
years.
Für das Wort und für die
for we see the mighty works that is being done by thee.
Und wir sehen das mächtige
for
Werk,
you have,
du getan
we know although that there are few who believe, who preach the word, although there be many.
Und wir danken dir, dass wir glauben but dürfen, das Wort, das gepredigt wurde.
You are still taking care of thy work.
Du wachst über deinem Wort.
For you, we believe that thy return is near.
Wir glauben, deine Wiederkunft ist nahe.
But before thy return, we believe also that you must restore all things.
Und wir glauben, vor deiner Wiederkunft wirst du alles erstatten.
For you have sent thy prophet.
Du hast deinen Propheten gesandt.
But the message is still going forth today, although
und
you have taken thy prophet.
Die Botschaft geht noch heute vorwärts.
And we pray, O Lord,
wir beten, O Herr,
as Moses would say,
wie Moses gesagt
that
hat,
if I have found grace in thy sight,
wenn ich Gnade vor dir
show me thy will, thy
zeige
way.
Mir deinen Weg.
And we know, we believe that we have received thy will.
Und wir danken dir, dass wir deinen Weg
for today
haben.
We believe the truth.
Und wir glauben die Wahrheit.
We have received the truth, O Lord.
Die Wahrheit
aufgenommen. For it is thy word.
Und glauben
and
dein
you
Wort.
Shall bring it to the end,
und
the
du
conclusion.
Wirst es bis zum Ende führen.
We commit this work in thy hands.
Wir befehlen dein Werk in deine Hände.
And we pray for all the brothers who also preach the message.
Und wir beten für alle Brüder, die
which
die
is thy word,
predigen,
which is the Bible.
Die dein Wort austeilen.
We pray also for Brother Frank.
Wir beten auch für Bruder Frank.
For all that he has done.
Und für das, was du getan hast.
Traveling throughout the world.
In der ganzen
bring
Welt.
Forth the good news.
Und wir danken dir für die gute Nachricht.
But all thy praise return to thee, O Lord.
Und alle Preis
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
im Namen
I pray.
Jesu Christi,
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless everybody. God bless everybody.
Will you sing again, or do we sing Praise, Honor and Glory? Pardon? One more. Very nice. Pay attention to your children. Watch over your children. Let everything run in peace. We hope that all found an accommodation. All can lay down their heads. If not, please tell it.
Dann wird der Sünde
one remark. How often, Brother Branham, mentioned the scripture from Zechariah 14, it shall be light at evening time. It has become light. In the natural, it becomes dark at the evening, and then the night breaks forth. But in the spiritual, God has given grace that at evening time it has become light, that until the midnight hour, when the Lord calls us, that we can walk in this light. Praise the Lord. Thank our God for that what He has done. To Him be the glory. Brother Schmidt will thank with us. Father, our Father in heaven, we thank you in Christ Jesus our Lord for the grace, for the faithfulness, for the word, for the revelation of your word, of your name. We thank you that you have brought us back, your people back to the beginning. Be merciful. We commit ourselves unto you and unto your hand, under the protection of your hand. And we ask you for your blessing. Also, if there is a tomorrow, please bless us. Amen. Praise, honor, and glory.